Everson, the head of dance. It will be really great for the Whitstable community to hear from you, so I hope you don't mind me asking a few questions.
If you were an elf, what elf name would you have?
That is a very good question. I think it would have to be Sparkly Festive Fingers.
Good one, that.
Yeah. Can you tell us about the Christmas show that's happening on the 12th to the 13th of December?
Yes, I can. So the show is a Christmas variety show. So it's got lots of singing, dancing, acting. It's just a chance to showcase all the performing arts talent of the school.
And what range of age groups like appear in the show?
So we've got year sevens, very talented. Yes. Year sevens, going all the way up to some year 11s as well. So we cover most of the school.
Okay. And how are you managing the schedule of the show?
We've been working the cast very hard. So we've been rehearsing every Tuesday and every Wednesday after school until 4:30, as you yep. know. So it's been really, really busy. But it does mean that we're sort of 2 weeks away from the show. And I have to say it's looking very good. So the rehearsal schedule, although it's quite intense, has definitely paid off.
Yeah. Right.
And what can the audience expect from the show?
Lots and lots of talent. So I'm really hoping that the parents and friends of the school come along and they see how wide the range of talent is in the school. So we've got some really talented dancers, some very funny actors, some brilliant singers. And then we've also got a really strong ensemble. So there's loads of students in the show who maybe don't do something on their own, but they're holding the whole show up with their brilliant performance.
Why have you chosen to do a Christmas variety show?
I think it's a really nice way to get lots of, as the title says, lots of variety.
Yeah.
So in theory, you know, there could be a student out there who is, I don't know, really, really good at juggling, and they can sing at the same time as juggling. But obviously, if we do an actual play, they might not feel like there's a part for them in a play.
Yeah.
Whereas if it's a variety show, they can feel like, actually, I could be in that, I could contribute to that. Yeah. So it's just a really nice way of unearthing hidden talents amongst the students.
Yeah.
Okay. And do you have any plans for shows next year, like a panto or another Christmas variety show?
Yep. Well, we're hoping, fingers crossed, that the Christmas variety show becomes an annual thing. It does have elements of panto in it, so we haven't abandoned that completely. But also we're trying to aim to do shows all year round. So at Easter time, mm-hmm. we've got a comedy murder mystery.
Ooh.
Yeah. So it takes place in a drama club, and the drama club students get themselves mixed up in a big old murder mystery.
Midsummer Murders.
Kind of, yes, very Midsummer Murders, actually. So there's lots of slapstick and jokes and things like that. And then at the end of the year, we're hoping to do a whole school musical. So I don't know what it's going to be yet, but maybe when we decide, you podcast guys, you can be the first to hear and you can announce it.
Yeah.
And then in between, there's loads of little things like dance showcases, music stuff, and Shakesfest performances as well.
And is there anything else you would like to share with the Whitstable community?
Just that if they would like to buy tickets to the show, they're available on ticketsource.com. Just type in TWS Christmas Show. Come along and see how talented everybody is. And if you are listening and you've never been involved in any performing arts shows, but you would like to be involved, then just come along. See anybody in the performing arts department. And even now, we've got 2 weeks left to the show. But if you really want to be a part of it and you maybe didn't have the confidence to join in, or you weren't sure, you didn't know it was a thing, come and see us, because it might be that we can fit some more ensemble performers in.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And is there anything else you'd like to add for our podcast today?
No, just thank you for talking to me, and you have done very well. I really enjoy listening to the podcast. So well done you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hello, Miss Everson. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yes, good. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I'm good as well. Just a quick question. Like, what is your favourite sandwich combo?
Straight in there with the big question. I am going to go for smoked salmon cream cheese, even though everyone hates me in the staff room when I have that, because it's stinky.
Yeah, I've got it down.
Yeah.
So, Miss Everson, would you mind talking to us about the dance elements of the show?
We have got loads of dance in the Christmas show. So we've got some contemporary. So your 10s are doing some contemporary to Cry Me a River by Justin Timberlake, if anyone knows that one.
Great song.
Great song. Mm-hmm. We have got a little bit of sort of jazz from some other year 10s who are doing Walking on the Sunshine. Quite a jazzy, upbeat number. And then sixth formers are doing some Romeo and Juliet, which is sort of a lot more, almost a lot more serious, a lot more passionate. So that's one to look out for. And then we've created a piano out of humans. So if you are coming to the Christmas show, yes, look out for the piano made out of humans. It's really cool.
All right. That'll be interesting to watch. Yeah. How are you including dance in the show?
Different ways, really. So we've got some dance acts which just are standalone sort of exam pieces. Yeah. And then we've also got choreography in Feliz Navidad. We've got some salsa.
Great job.
We have also got a young man who is performing a solo, who's sat right in front of me. all I'm going to say is MJ. And it is absolutely amazing. I'm excited to see it.
Yeah, thank you. And are you choreographing the dance or are the pupils doing that?
Bit of both, really. I've created majority of it, I'd say, but then a lot of times I will say, right, you two need to make up a duet based on the theme of X, Y, and Z, and then they will have sort of 16 counts to create their own thing. So it's quite a nice sort of collaboration, really, of minds.
Yeah. How's the dance choreography going so far?
Pretty well. They always make me sweat, so they leave it right up until the last minute to actually pull it out the bag. But then on the night, they always pull it together. So yeah, we're pretty much there now, just need to work on the movement memory a bit more.
And what are the plans for the future of the dance department at the Whitstable School?
Big question. We are going to expand, get bigger and bigger, get more boys involved in dance. That's my main push at the moment. Get more people taking it at A level, for BTEC level 3.
Mm-hmm.
We have got an Edward Scissorhands trip planned. So we are all off to watch a big old dance by Matthew Bourne at the Marlowe, so that's exciting. And then we collab a lot with the drama department, and what's that one?
We have some more shows, I think, coming up. We've got a musical coming up in the summer, I think.
Yeah,
big, we don't know what that is yet.
But summer musical and dance club.
Oh, and Shakesfest, of course.
That's the one. Yeah. Just come and chat to me if you ever want to find out about any of the clubs, but we've got loads on at the moment, main focus being the Christmas show. Get your tickets, everybody!
Yeah. Yeah. And is there anything else you would like to add in the podcast?
I think you guys are great. Can you do a little
yeah, I have professional
Well done, everybody.